Good morning. Our question today is, what's the proper way to do Haseba, the leaning to the left at Leil HaSeder, while at the Seder? How do we do it? And in particular, we'll discuss, if you don't have a proper couch or a chair next to you, a recliner to lean on, can you lean on somebody in your family? This year, unfortunately, we are only having Sedarim with our closest of family. We're not going anywhere, not traveling, not having guests, as required by the situation of the virus that's going on, and also as decided by Poske Yisrael and Prime Minister Netanyahu said, whoever you're with now, stay for the Seder. That's fine. Anyone else, forget it. It's only the closest of family. So can you lean a brother on a brother, for example, in order to do a Seba if you don't have another option? So we're going to start in the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Pesach, Siman Taf, Ayin Beis, Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says, Sheyeshev, Bahaseba, Derecheirus. It has to be done, Haseba, leaning in a free way, as a free man would do it. And the Mishnah Berurah explains as follows, that what you do is you put Roshe Muto Letzad Smolo, you lean your head to the left, on the bed next to you, onto the bench next to you, onto the cushions next to you. They should be under your head, and you are by the table. So you're leaning on something. Physically, you're leaning on something. You're leaning to the left. Now, the language of the Mishnah Berurah is very important, very instructive. He says that you lean your head. So the Piskei Tshuvos explains that that doesn't mean only the head. That is not sufficient. That's lav dafka. The Mishnah Berurah really means rosho virubo, your head and the majority of your body, because when you do Haseba, in order to fulfill the requirement, you have to do the Haseba, including your body. Your head alone is not sufficient. And he gives a couple of examples, that you put a chair on your side, on your left side, and you put a pillow on it, or you put something on the back of a chair, on top of it, something physical, and you lean your head and the majority of your body, because if it's just your head leaning, lo yatza yidei chavaso, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah. And continues the Piskei Tshuvos, what happens if you don't have pillows, you don't have cushions? So then, and we'll get back to this in a little bit, you can lean your head and the majority of you on a chair that's next to you, or something similar, a piece of furniture, or on the shoulder or on the lap of somebody sitting next to you. This year it would be a close family member. This is a critical point. Somebody who simply leans to the left, hanging in the air, without leaning on something physical, you have to lean on something, that is not Haseba, because that's not the Derecheirus. That's not how a free person would be leaning. A free person would be leaning back, really ensconced on something else, and not simply pointing in the air, to even to the left. That is not going to be sufficient. So two critical points so far. That has to be your head and your body, the majority of your body, not just your head. And number two, it has to be leaning on something physical, not simply hanging in the air, leaning to the left. So to get back to that question, how about leaning on somebody? So this was a question that was posed to the Sefer, to the Baal, the author of the Ben Ish Chai. He wrote a tshuva sefer called Torah Lishma. And then there he was asked as follows, if somebody does a seba on the shoulder of somebody sitting next to him, is that considered a seba? Do you fulfill the mitzvah? Or maybe because that's not the normal way to do it, that is not derecheirus, and you cannot fulfill the mitzvah. So he indeed says that it is acceptable. Shapir chasiv ze haseba. Absolutely, it is considered to be a seba. He brings the example in the Gemara that Abaye and other, they would lean on each other on their abirke da'adati. They would lean on the knees of each other. Rashi explains kol echad nishan al birke chaveru. Each one would lean. I guess they would take turns leaning on the lap of the other sitting next to them. That's how they did it. But I just do want to flag that the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar Etzion points out that this is not a lechatchila way to do it. Lechatchila, you should be on something physical, leaning to the left, your head and your body. However, mashma, says the Shaar Etzion, tedavka b'shasat chach kein hasam, that would be just as shasat chach, that would be in exigent circumstances, that's when you can lean on somebody else. In the absence of that, the ideal way to do it is to lean on something, and if something physical, be it a sofa, be it a chair next to you, something that's physical that you can lean yourself, the majority of yourself, and your head to the left. Have a wonderful day.